You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy was pointing out there's already an accumulation of water more than the normal monthly total.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting our share of
moisture
of the deluge.
I will tell you though, looking out the window right now, it is beautiful though how green everything is. And just driving right through, looking at the neighborhood yesterday, everything is popping, you know, and now all the leaves are coming out, and everything's gonna look really good when this is over with, including the new roof and siding on my house. Yeah, I hadn't been down to the basement in about a day and a half, and yesterday Nicole's like, you should probably go down to the basement and just kind of poke around and make sure nothing's, you know, no water or anything coming in. And so I grabbed my trusty Maglite flashlight and I went down to the basement, you know, peeking in all the corners and stuff. And sure enough, right underneath where our fireplace is and the chimney, water is just pouring out of the ceiling. It's just going crazy. And so I go up back upstairs to where the fireplace is, and we just put in a brand new, real nice gas fireplace. And
oh,
I put my ear up to it, and you hear ding, 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 ding. So behind the fireplace, water is pouring in from the chimney somewhere. And I was like, well, blankety blank blank blank.
Mm-hmm.
So grabbed the fans and some towels and started sopping things up. And the, you know, the fan's running again this morning when I left the house. There's really nothing you can do about it right now. You can't
until
get anybody
you get it
out
patched up.
Until you get it patched up and the rain stops and somebody can get up on the roof and take a look at it. My house has a really stupid design with the fireplace. It goes up the back of the house, okay? But then the roof, the way the roof is slanted, it goes right into the side of the fireplace. And we had one little issue with that right when we moved in like 3 years ago, and I thought I had patched it all up. But essentially, the water drains right down the roof and lands against the side of the fireplace and just kind of pools. And I'm
Along the chimney there?
I'm sorry, along the chimney and pools, and then, yeah, drips down in. So that's obviously where it's coming from. So, yeah, you know, I don't know how much this will be, but I did text Dom last night. He was like, I just love spending money on home repairs. Love it.
I feel bad for you, dude. It
sucks. And it's like, I don't know if I'm going to have to pull the fireplace insert out and see if anything's damaged behind it. There's electrical behind that, you know, that they plugged the fireplace into. So I was like worried about that. So I got like really bad sleep last night, because I was worried about the electrical, first of all, and then how much water I was going to wake up to in the basement. So tossed and turned a lot last night. But, man, you can relate. You've had pipe issues in your house and leaky pipes.
Fortunately for me, it's not my roof.
Yeah.
It's inside. It's an internal thing. So I'm sitting here wondering which is worse. I'm going to say
roof, man.
Roof, probably.
It's harder to find, too. And I am now forbidden to go up on the roof from my mother and my wife. So I can't go up there and poke around.
Well, you're not an expert anyway.
Well, yeah, I could see if there's damp water where, you know, cracks and caulking needs to be. But we recently had a dear friend fall off the roof and die. So I am not allowed on the roof anymore.
Well, and another thought, too, with all of this storm activity going on in the metro area, roofers and insurance adjusters and inspectors and stuff like that are going to be slammed. Mm-hmm. It could be a while before you could get somebody to come out.
Yeah,
and
Knick-Knack
do
is
all
calling this
this
morning. She's got a list. She posted on Nextdoor last night if anyone had recommendations, and we got quite a few. We researched them really early this morning. So she's going to call them today and try to get them lined up pretty quick. Get
no
some estimates.
Fun.
The worst one that I've heard was it was actually last spring. I witnessed it. My neighbor's gutter broke right above his basement window. So it's one of those where you can hop down in the window well, you know, to the basement. So the gutter broke right above that, and it was pouring water right into the window well. And he said he went down to the basement, and it looked like a fish tank because the water was up to like the middle of the window, and things were floating.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, going over and trying to crack the window and let the water out.
My rental townhome had something similar to that, but it was because it was a duplex townhome, right? So two townhomes side by side. So it was pretty long.
Uh-huh.
You know, one family lived on one side and then my tenants lived on the other side. But along the back where the gutter ran along the back of the roof,
yeah,
they didn't have enough downspouts. In other words, it went a long ways between the actual downspouts.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so anytime there was a lot of rain, it overwhelmed the gutter system.
Yeah.
Because there were only two little downspouts on there.
It's bad design.
And it did that exact same thing you're talking about. It came right down into a window well for the basement.
It's just
and so
bad design.
The fix for that is I had to have a gutter company go out, and I split the cost with the other owner of putting in an additional one or two downspouts along the back.
Smart move, man.
Just to kind of give it some relief.
Worth it.
I remember when the roof people came out and the gutter people came out, they said, well, there's your problem. It's just, you know, there's no off-ramp to that highway up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you're wondering
so
who designs this stuff.
Who designs it? Well, let's keep in mind, when things like this are built, it's always on the cheap, right? It's
yeah.
The builders and the contractors and stuff are going to do everything they can to make code.
Yes.
But get away with as little as they possibly can, because every dollar they spend
yeah.
is a dollar out of their pocket from their profit.
Yep. Yep.
So that's why it's like, yeah, that townhome passed inspection or whatever, but in real life, when it rains a lot, it's going to get overwhelmed. And there could be some people listening right now who are going through the same thing, and they can't figure out why they're getting all this you know, drainage problem. It could be you don't have enough downspouts.
Here's Katie real quick. She texted us. She says, Jer, my basement game room flooded through the window. I tried to mitigate it with a trash can to collect the water.
Mm.
This morning, when I tried to empty the trash can, it broke in my hands and spilled all the water all over the carpet and made things much worse.
Oh, no.
So she tried to collect it and then it dumped on the carpet anyway.
Oh, no.
Water's the worst.